Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, we focus on the young guns of the Bakken, young entrepreneurs who are having successful runs out in the Bakken oil field. These interviews are brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. That's MBI Energy Services. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. And now back to our Bakken Economy segment, featuring the young guns of the Bakken. Up first, Tyson Olson, CEO of Mirror Image Environmental Solutions.
Tell me about your company, Mirror Image Environmental Solutions.
So Mirror Image Environmental Solutions is obviously an environmental company. We focus on reducing the impact on the environment, obviously, through a few different verticals. Primarily, our first vertical we're involved in heavily is our field services. Do a lot of remediation, spill response. We do a lot of tank cleaning. Chemistry is kind of our background, and so we're able to reduce the amount of time that it takes to clean tanks. And we try to manage the waste stream to where we can bulk waste streams. And then also, at times, treat waste streams to have less hazardous chemicals go into our landfills, and which also eventually has an impact somewhere down the line. The second vertical that we have is that we have a lubrication product or lineup of products. It's a metal conditioner that goes in various carriers, grease, and transmission fluids, and we actually are able to reduce grease consumption by about 50% with this current technology. And so that's a long discussion. I won't get into that much further. And then last but not least, we have a staffing solution where we provide trained manpower to come in and try to reduce OSHA recordable incidents, make sure that we're helping manage waste streams in the wash bay, which is where a lot of your gray water will go back into the city. We try to prevent any hazardous materials or contaminants go into that city land or the city waste streams. So we try to prevent all those things from happening. We try to help our customers as a solutions provider. Let's not wait till the accident happens. Let's prevent the accident from ever happening, and we can do that in their wash bays through some of the core competencies which we believe we have, which is chemistry knowledge.
How is it working within the parameters of the EPA, and what sort of relationship do you have there in terms of the environmental and the oil?
So we obviously understand the need for the environmental servicing companies. We feel like if there is anything that will shut the Bakken or oil and gas down, or fracking for that matter, it will be the EPA. And so what we try to do is we also try to bring solutions to our customers from the regulations of the EPA, and we try to do that through various tracking mechanisms and helping them to manage their waste streams properly, so that the last thing that we want for us as a company is for anybody to shine a bright light on our customer because they were out of compliance in terms of the EPA, because at the end of the day, nobody wants negative press in their company, and everybody is trying to avoid it like the plague. And they're trying to avoid any spotlight on that situation. So our job as a solution provider is, and the thing that we do at Mirror Image that we feel other service providers in our same environmental space do, is that we actually go in with our customers and we try to shine bright light on what they are doing wrong. And then we work together to not just pigeonhole solutions or services to our customers. We work with them to come up with new strategies. And so we feel as an environmental company that we're also helping to forge the way that people stay compliant with the EPA.
Where are you from?
Bozeman, Montana.
A little bit of oil activity in Montana as far as trucks going through and that sort of thing. Have you noticed any changes in the last 5 years because of the Bakken and the inflow there?
Yeah, what we're seeing is a lot of, obviously a lot of transit, a lot of travel coming to and from, states, up in the Northwest. And they're bringing a lot of people down. A lot of people are traveling down, where there's fewer jobs. There's
Washington, Idaho, that sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes, yep, Washington, Idaho. And we're seeing a lot of those people coming through in transit. But what we're also seeing in our local community I don't know how many miles exactly that we are from the Bakken, about a six-hour drive for us from Bozeman, Montana, but we're seeing that a lot of our building materials and a lot of those things are getting shipped out to North Dakota, and so it's actually creating opportunity and jobs, more jobs in our, you know, local environment, along with a lot of other surrounding towns, you know, within, you know, probably about 6 hour reach of Montana or of the Bakken, and so we're definitely feeling the impact. We're seeing a lot of people come in that want to have a nice community to live in and be able to commute and have family close enough by to where they feel like they can sustain a job and not be too far from home.
Final question for Tyson Olson, Mirror Image Environmental Solutions. Any advice you might have for an entrepreneur going out into the Bakken, whether they're 22 years old, fresh out of school, or 65-year-old, a seasoned veteran?
Yeah, my suggestion would be that, you know, anybody that's looking for an opportunity, my absolute favorite thing about the North Dakota and the Bakken and oil and gas is that, you know, you can take a hardworking American out of any community and he can come to North Dakota and find a job and do well and find success. And I appreciate the people that are coming to North Dakota because they're typically just trying to provide for their families. Mm-hmm. And it's really humbling experience to watch people, you know, sleep in their cars and, you know, 30 to below weather. But as far as being an entrepreneur and taking a chance and an opportunity, I'm a small business, made in America story. I'm grateful for the opportunity out there, and I would say any entrepreneur looking for an opportunity, it's a great place to be.
Thank you.
You betcha.
And that was Tyson Olson, CEO of Mirror Image Environmental Solutions. Up next, in our Young Guns of the Bakken feature, Travis Jordan, founder, CEO, president of Montana RigMat.
My name is Travis Jordan, and I'm the owner and president of Montana RigMat.
How long have you been doing business in the Bakken?
We've been here a little over 2 years now.
How did you start out?
We were the product of the 2009 crash, and we needed some work for our guys, and we were electricians. And so we drove over here in a minivan and says, what can we find to build for this area? We saw a need for the rig matting and started to educate ourselves on the product and on the needs of the industry.
It's an interesting move to leave the electrical profession when they're so in demand. You understand my question,
exactly.
Right?
Okay. Exactly.
Talk to me about that.
Well, we're part of a conservative Mennonite faith, and so to leave my family and to come out here just didn't seem like a solution that I wanted to look at. And the 2009 recession left a glut of electricians throughout our area. We're in the bottom of Flathead Lake, which is a high area for tourism, and we had a lot of mansions being built on the lake and a lot of building trades. But when that 2009 bubble burst, there was a glut of anything to do with building, and it was either go on the road or find something to manufacture at home and ship out. And I couldn't very well ship a fully wired house over, so I was kind of out of luck.
Where are you from?
Ronan, Montana. Charlo, Montana is where our shop is.
Oil activity up there, natural gas activity, mining, anything up in your neck of the woods?
There's almost no industry aside from the tourism. We even the logging has fallen off because of the lack of the building industry. But, you know, when I first went to the bank, they said, you're going to do what? And I'm going to work for the oil industry. Well, what's the oil industry? Well, let me help you out. Here's what they do. And you know, when we went back about 6-8 months later and we had a lot of sales under our belt and a bit of market share here in this area, the bank vice president pushed a line of credit across the table for me to sign, and she says, I guess it was a good idea, wasn't it? So I could definitely tell there was still some doubt there in their minds when they even signed the papers for us. So no, it is not an oil area.
So you're 30 years old and you're...
It's been a good run. We've enjoyed the oil industry. We love the openness, the receptiveness to innovation. And the drive they have for innovation, it matches up with our interests uniquely. We just enjoyed the overall process of working with them. They've been great people.
Are you hearing anything as far as new oil plays in the region?
Well, it's each of these areas we've been selling into, it seems like everywhere across the nation, it's been just getting bigger and bigger. But Utah looks like it could get pretty good this year from what we've been hearing.
What advice do you got for somebody who's, say, 30 years old or 25 years old or, heck, even 55 years old looking to dust off their portfolio or jump into the shale play? What advice you got?
Oh, we were privileged to sit and listen to Patrick at the conference here yesterday with Mountain View Energy, I believe is the name of his company, from Cutbank. And I found it very interesting. He says he's a small company. Their revenues are grossly higher than ours. We're also a small company. Really, when you put all of your skin into the game, everything you got, and you take a risk, and you're committed to that risk, you're 100% committed. There's nothing past 100%. Thankfully, in this nation, we don't turn our wife and kids over as security for our debts. So once you're on your face, you're on your face. So if you take a risk and take a plunge, one thing we learned is to provide a product for the oil industry, you've got to have it there on time. We worked till 11 o'clock at night, more than one night. I've done honest to goodness overnight freight from Montana to Texas, loaded it on a Saturday. It was there by Monday morning with a whole semi. You know, I don't think FedEx has got anything over us. So if you get in there and you do everything you can do, I think you'll find that the oil companies are interested in working with guys, and you don't have to be scared of being small. If you can deliver, if you can do what you say you're going to do, that strength, that smallness can be your strength and not your weakness. Thanks so much for the chance for the interview.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate it.
And that was Travis Jordan of Montana Rig Mat, the original rig mat company of Montana. To listen to full-length interviews with Jordan or Tyson Olson or other young guns of the Bakken, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. I'd like to remind you that those interviews were brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oilfield safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com.
Well, I was born to harvest moon.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.